أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وهو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام وكان عرشه على الماء ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا ولئن قلت إنكم مبعوثون من بعد الموت ليقولن الذين كفروا إن هذا إلا سحر مبين. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 7 of Surah Hud. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about Allah's ilm, Allah's knowledge, Allah's power to sustain because of the rahmah of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now Allah Ta'ala speaks about His power and His qudrat with regards to the creation. And Allah says, هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام. It is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who created the skies and the earth in a period of 6 days. This was discussed before, that Allah Ta'ala could have said kun and the whole universe could have come into being. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wanted to show insan that there is system and order, and hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created the earth in 2 days. And then whatever is on earth, Allah Ta'ala created in 2 days. And then the skies, Allah Ta'ala created in 2 days, to show us system and order. But all of that in 6 days, no material, no plan. And there was never a trial and error, but everything was done according to the qudrat and the power and the might of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَانَ عَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَا. And the arsh of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was on water. Now here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to show us that qudrat, that power, that might of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that what can be placed on top of water. This is that qudrat and that fine planning of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And the ulama have also said that from here Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Anbiya, وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْمَا, that Allah had created everything from water. And Allah wants to show us that Allah created water before Allah Ta'ala created the earth and the skies. And that is Allah's great power, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's great qudrat. Why was all of this created in this ayah? لِيَبَلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. It was this earth that Allah Ta'ala was going to send man upon. And إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا. Allah Ta'ala had created this earth, and on this earth Allah had put adornment. Allah decorated it, not only the physical decoration of this earth by way of it being lush and the beautiful mountains and the beautiful seas, etc., but Allah Ta'ala had also adorned it and studded it with different resources, different wealth. And in both the ayats, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows the reason that Allah wants to test insan, that Allah will test insan, test you, O insan, أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, which of you are best in the actions. Now one is the fara'id, one is the fard, the compulsory. There is no compromise whatsoever. But here when Allah Ta'ala speaks about the best in deeds, it will be the fard, that we bring out the best, in other words, with our ikhlas and our sincerity. The other is the nawafil, the optional. Allah Ta'ala did not say, أَيُّكُمْ أَكْثَرُ عَمَلًا, which of you will bring most deeds. Allah Ta'ala here speaks about the quality of deeds. And the quality of deeds will be determined by 2 things. One is the ikhlas, the sincerity that it is done with. And the other, is it done according to the way Allah wants us to do it, and the way Allah showed our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam how to carry out the deed. In other words, here it is about ikhlas, here it is about sincerity. Man comes into this earth and he must not get lost in this earth and he forgets his objective. Man comes into this earth, he sees this beautiful creation of Allah and he turns him towards Allah Ta'ala. وَلَئِنْ قُلْتَ أَوْ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ If you had said to the disbelievers, إِنَّكُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ That certainly you are going to be resurrected مِنْ بَعْدِ الْمَوْتِ After you leave this world. What is their response and what is their reply? لَيَقُولَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا Certainly those who disbelieve would say, إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ This is nothing but manifest magic, manifest sorcery and this Qur'an that sometimes it would affect them. And when they would feel the effect of the Qur'an, they feel the effect of the Qur'an, they will say that this is magic and this is sorcery. Such were their hearts. But for us, Allah Ta'ala has sent us into this world. Allah has given our rozi, our sustenance in this world. And together with that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is going to test us. Are we going to get involved in the makhluk, in the creation of Allah, or are our hearts going to be attached to the Khaliq of everything, and that is Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakullahumma wa bihamdi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.